Ivan Ransom, Ivan, I-V-A-N, Ransom, R-A-N-S-O-M. Date of birth is 9/5/1953. This is for date of service, 8/10/2022. Mr. Ransom is a 68-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 2 diabetes management. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 2000. He also has a history of depression, anxiety, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and COPD. That for his diabetes, he was recently increased to Ozempic 1 milligram once weekly, and he takes glimepiride 4 milligrams once daily. He also takes Jardiance 25 milligrams once daily. The patient doesn't really eat breakfast. He mostly eats sandwiches for lunch and leftovers for dinner, usually meat and vegetables, and he snacks on corn chips. The patient will be seen by a psychiatrist due to depression after he lost his wife in about a year ago. He has had difficulty with medication compliance and admits to non-compliance after the death of his wife. Plan number one for his type 2 diabetes, his current hemoglobin A1C is 8.3%. The patient admits to non-compliance with his diabetic medications after the passing of his wife about a year ago. At this point, my recommendation is to increase compliance with Ozempic 1 milligram once weekly, continue glimepiride 4 milligrams once daily, and Jardiance 25 milligrams once daily. Next summer, the patient has 1 plus proteinuria, and at this point, my recommendation is to start him on Kerendia 1 milligram once daily, and his current potassium level is 4.0 milligrams per deciliter. Next number, the patient checks his blood glucose daily, and we recommend him bring his record with him during his follow-up visit. Next number for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for his hyperlipidemia, he is on atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Next number, he is on anticoagulation therapy. Next number, he has COPD and is on a Ventolin inhaler as well as Ellipta, E-L-L-I-P-T-A. Next number, follow up with primary care provider, Dr. Grujic, which is G-R-U-J-I-C. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.